CW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. American Airlines is back in the air after a ground stop early this morning. The problem, paperwork, weight and balance information, passenger numbers and fuel requirements. It wasn't handed in on time, so they stopped all American flights for about an hour. Now they are running again. They're up and running again in parts of Texas, but they're not where a line of heavy thunderstorms have halted all takeoffs and landings in that part of the country. Rough weather along the West Coast.
Southern California, storms bringing 30-foot waves and flooding. In Santa Cruz, a man killed after a large wave pinned him under debris. Powerful Pacific surf knocking part of a pier into the ocean.
Oh my God.
Restrooms at the far end of the wharf breaking up and bobbing in the water. A man in a hard hat and another man near heavy equipment seen waving their arms, floating on the wreckage.
ABC's Ariel Reshev. Snow in the Northeast as well this Christmas Eve. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm. For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Listeners in the Fox Valley can now hear civic media programming with a crystal clear signal on 96.5 FM in Appleton. That frequency will simulcast civic media radio station 98.3 WISS in Oshkosh. With the additional signal, listeners can hear civic media's groundbreaking programming like Mino and the Mayor and New Wisco Weekend throughout the Fox cities. Civic media's Vice President of Broadcast Operations, Corey Hartman.
Yeah, we're excited to bring another choice for news, real news, and great conversation with our talk programming to the Fox Valley and the chance to serve Appleton as a true community partner.
In Northeast Wisconsin, civic media will now broadcast on 98.3 and 96.5 WISS in the Fox Valley and 97.9 WGBW in Green Bay. Police have arrested a 35-year-old Oshkosh man in connection with a series of burglaries at construction sites throughout December. Oshkosh police say similar burglaries targeting construction sites, job site boxes, and trailers have also been reported throughout the Fox Valley. Police are asking people who may have been victims of theft of tools and construction site materials to contact the Oshkosh Police Department or call Winnebago Crime Stoppers. Brown County is looking for a resident of District 21, or the northern and eastern portions of Ashwaubenon, to fill the remainder of the term of Christopher Zerbel, who is resigning from the Brown County Board of Supervisors. People interested in filling the remainder of the term, which ends in 2026, should send a letter of application and a resume to Brown County Board of Supervisors Chairman Patrick Buckley. The deadline to apply is January 10th. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
The Bucks win again. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. No Giannis or Damian Lillard, but the Bucks beat the Bulls in Chicago 112-91. Giannis out with back spasms. Lillard dealing with an illness. Chris Middleton had one of his best performances, scoring 21 points.
I don't want to say it's the best. I don't want to think, you know, this is the best I will be. Hopefully I continue to get better. It felt good. I mean, I just wanted to be aggressive. When Damian Giannis out, there's going to be a lot more opportunity for me right now. I'm just trying to take advantage of it in the right way.
NFL, the Packers beat the Saints 34-0 on Monday Night Football. Green Bay able to clinch a spot in the playoffs in prime time with the first shutout in the NFL this season. Packers quarterback Jordan Love after the game.
It's big time. You know, that's something that obviously the goal is Super Bowl. So that's the first step right there, is making the playoffs. Obviously, this was a big time game to clinch that spot. And proud of the way we came out here and handled business.
As Packers quarterback Jordan Love with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today. We'll get to right around 30 for a high this afternoon, with a light northerly breeze becoming southwesterly late this afternoon. Tonight down to 16. Tomorrow partly to mostly cloudy for Christmas Day. 32 on Thursday, cloudy afternoon showers with a high near 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
The holidays are here, and there's no better way to celebrate than sharing our favorite holiday memories with all of you. Hey, Con, what's yours?
Football.
Care to go into details?
I love Green Bay Packer football during this time. 2010, during the Packers' run to the Super Bowl, spending time with my family, watching every game, just having that hope that they could do it that year.
Do you have any warm wishes for all of our WGBW and WISS listeners?
I wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the deceased actor Jimmy Stewart. Don't ask me how we got him. He's going to talk about his film, It's a Wonderful Life. And then Santa joins me to talk about his illustrious career.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenhoff coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. You can call, you can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment. If you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter, it is Christmas Eve.
It is, and we are here.
We're here. Glad to be here as well.
Yeah.
Glad you are here, too. And we're going to do some lighter things today because it is Christmas Eve. So Luke Mathers joining us at 10:33, right after the 10:30 news. We were going to talk about the Packers' big win last night.
And the Jets. Huge loss this weekend.
And the Jets. Oh, yeah. And there's other AR-related news floating around out there as well. We're also going to talk with Luke about his family traditions. And then after 11 o'clock, we would like to know about yours.
Yes.
What are your family traditions for either Christmas Eve or Christmas Day? Something you always do, a movie you always watch, a food you have to have.
It doesn't have to be huge.
No.
It could be literally like what my family does, pizza.
You do pizza on Christmas Eve?
Yep. Every year.
I like that.
Since I was a little boy. So those are the simple traditions.
Exactly. So we will kick that around after 11 o'clock. At 11:33, we're going to do our Christmas cookie exchange.
Which, yeah, we are.
Which has a slight twist today. Yeah, someone forgot something, but we'll get around to that. A little bit later on.
I just saw Kelvin's eyebrow go up like, excuse me?
What? Yeah, there's a little wrinkle in the Christmas cookie exchange.
Okay.
And we're also going to talk about the ranking of favorite holiday treats.
Yes.
So we would love you to weigh in on that as well. And as we always do, we will wrap up the show with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it's the Do You Know Why I Pulled You Over edition. It's a holiday related This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Jane, we're coming in tomorrow, right?
We are not going to be here tomorrow.
What?
We are off tomorrow for Christmas Day.
I thought we were going to be here tomorrow. I had jingle bells and I had so much stuff planned for our show.
You can come in if you want.
But you're not going to be here. Calvin's not going to be here.
No, and as a matter of fact, we are kicking off special programming.
Okay.
So at 4 o'clock today, Pete Schwabba, the host of Nightlight, which usually runs from 6 to 8, Pete's going to have a special Christmas Eve special from 4 to 6 p.m.
Yeah.
And then at 6 o'clock, we are turning to all Christmas music.
Yeah.
All through tomorrow, through all of Christmas Day. So keep Civic Media with you, whatever you're doing. We'll have some great classic holiday tunes. That starts tonight at 6 o'clock. So don't freak out tomorrow if you're in the kitchen doing whatever and you turn on the radio and you're hearing Holly Jolly Christmas.
I will be responding to the text messages, though.
You will?
If people are like, hey, why are you playing Christmas music? I can't hear Jane and Greg or Earl. I'll be like, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. We're off. So, yes, Christmas music starts tonight at 6 p.m. and will run through, I believe, midnight until tomorrow night. So join us for that. And happy holidays. And be safe, whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
This was not a good start to the morning, at least for folks who were flying on American Airlines. This has been since rectified, but the FAA earlier this morning issued a nationwide ground stop for all American Airlines flights.
Ugh.
Because of a technical issue affecting flights. The FAA said they issued the ground stop at American's request on, of course, one of the busiest travel days of the year. Fortunately, it got resolved in about an hour.
And also, when you go flying on Christmas Eve, I feel like you build in
snafus.
Yeah, like you should like buffer your expectations. Like they can happen, they probably will. And an hour in Christmas Eve travel time, nothing. That's nothing.
That's nothing. I have never I don't think I've ever traveled on Christmas Eve.
Not on Christmas. I've traveled for Christmas. We went to Los Angeles 1 year for, by the way, totally suggest it. Everyone should go to Los Angeles.
For Christmas?
Yes, for one time. Just go one time. It's amazing.
Really?
You wake up on the 23rd or the 24th, it's 74 degrees outside. One of the best features about Christmas in Los Angeles is that that's mostly a very transient town. So like 2 million people leave.
Oh, wow.
So the traffic lightens. It just feels like less people.
I had never considered that. Mm-hmm. And I've only been out there once.
Yeah.
And that was enough.
Oh, I love Los Angeles.
You do.
I love visiting Los Angeles, but I think that everyone should spend Christmas in Los Angeles one time.
One time.
Just to try it out.
Well, go maybe a couple days before Christmas Eve.
That's what we did. Exactly.
Just to make sure you get out there on time. But again, everything is back up and running for American Airlines. And I hope everyone gets to their destination safely. That would have been unfortunate if this turned into an hours long.
Oh my gosh.
That would screw things up probably even into tomorrow.
If they were still waiting there right now.
Yeah. No. Happy flying.
Yeah.
Something else that popped up this morning from WISN. Milwaukee considers snowplow fee refund for inadequate snow removal. Alderman Peter Burgelis, Alderwoman Charlene Moore, Alderman Robert Bauman, and Alderwoman Andrea Pratt suggesting this after they got dozens of complaints from their constituents reporting unsafe road conditions after we got that snow on December 20th. So yeah. The city of Milwaukee got about 4 inches. I live in the city of Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't great.
No, and honestly, like, but you live out more in the suburbs area where the streets are a little wider.
Yes. Yes.
Whenever I think of snow removal in Milwaukee, I think of like the east side and River West. And I'm thinking to myself, how far back are those refund fees going to go? Because
the east side gets, it's such a nightmare down there.
They turn into one ways.
Yeah, they really do. Because yeah. The streets are so narrow.
Yeah.
The release said that major roads were clear, but many neighborhood streets weren't salted or plowed.
Jeez.
And one of the aldermen says the snowplow fee added up to more than $11 million last year.
What?
These neighborhoods all pay the same property tax as everyone else does, and they pay the same municipal services snowplow fee, but they don't get that quality of service. Robert Bauman also said uncollected leaf piles, new traffic calming measures, and a drop-off in enforcement of winter parking rules has also led to the snow pickup problems. The leaves were a big issue.
Yeah, I remember you were saying that as well, too.
I'm pretty sure that they didn't pick up the final piles until they had to move that snow. Because it snowed right on top of them. And my husband had suggested once, because they'd like to come around and pick up the leaves on Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm.
And he said to me about a month ago when he was out there blowing leaves again for the 10th time, he said, why do they do this on Saturdays before everyone is done blowing their leaves? He said, why don't, you know, come on Monday.
Yeah.
After the weekend, after everybody's done doing their yard work.
Mm-hmm.
Would make more sense.
Your suggestions and your problems don't matter. A tinker's cuss to someone working for the city.
Apparently not. I think there are a variety of issues that need to be addressed, said Robert Bauman, but this was a minor snowfall. But seriously, 4 inches isn't that much.
No.
To have the level of complaints that we had coming forward in various districts is a bad sign, and we would like to nip it in the bud. If you live in the city of Milwaukee, we'd love to hear from you at 855-752-4842. Did they plow your streets? Again, we're on like 76th and Center.
Yeah.
Around that area. We're right on the border of Wauwatosa.
It's literally like you can throw a ball into Tosa.
My neighbor to the south is in Wauwatosa.
Yeah.
On the same block.
Very weird.
Which makes no sense. But there were some streets in our neighborhood that really, it's like they plowed one strip.
Yeah.
And that was it.
It's very odd how Milwaukee just seems to be befuddled every single winter season. Like, they've never seen snow before. Racine does an amazing job. They are, like, I mean, at least when I worked there,
yeah,
it was a crack team. Like, that big winter we had in either 2012 or 2011, that February 48 inches of snow, every main street was plowed within the first day. Every arterial street was plowed within the first 24 hours.
That's impressive.
Milwaukee, they're like, we'll get to it.
Eventually.
We got leaves to pick up, though.
Yeah, they were a little behind on the leaves. We want to make sure we get this right, says another alderperson. We want to make sure that we're having the correct protocols in place so we can make sure that our residents are safe. Mm-hmm. DPW says we look forward to a productive dialogue on this at the January 8th Public Works Committee meeting. And I have a lot of sympathy for snowplow drivers. I think they have a really tough job because you tick off, no matter what you do, you're going to tick somebody off.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
You make a pass.
It's not good enough.
Well, or it's not good enough, or it's a pass where then you plow back in the car that the people just dug out.
That's something I have very little sympathy for people. Like, when it starts snowing, then you got to be ready to start digging your car out,
right,
or just accept what's got to happen when you're parking on the street.
Well, I think a lot of people have taken up a fatalistic attitude. It's like, it is what it is.
Yep. That's one thing I don't miss. And I feel very, very fortunate to have a garage and a driveway. And
that's a gift.
That is a wonderful, wonderful gift.
It is a wonderful gift not to have to park on the street.
I will say I do get angry when you get done shoveling, especially down
the really hard, crunchy stuff.
The hard, crunchy stuff at the very end of the driveway that leads into the street.
Yeah.
And they just, and it's 8 inches up again. You're like, well, I'm driving over it now.
When, before I got married, I had a little house in New Berlin. The driveway was really long.
Ooh.
A really long driveway. Yeah. And that was before I had a little snowblower. And one year, again, it was like we would get 7 inches of snow every 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
So you would just finish.
Yeah.
And it was getting to the point where I couldn't barely throw it over the piles.
Yeah.
And I got down to the end of the driveway and the plow came and plowed me back in, and I actually started crying.
I'm not coming into work
today. Standing
at the
end of my driveway going, I can't take it. I can't do it anymore. And then, I don't know, I think I must have got a little snowblower at that point. Madison Starbucks workers at 4 union stores have joined a national strike.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So you're going to have to go someplace else for your peppermint mocha. It's affecting 4 different Starbucks in Madison. We'll include this in the show notes if you want to know where these are. Otherwise, go to the Cap Times. You can find it in the Cap Times. And this is expected to go through Tuesday.
Dang.
Yep. So there's a strike underway at some Starbucks around the country, but now there are 4 shops in Madison that are doing that as well. All right. Stay with us when we return. This is an interesting way to bust drug dealers.
It's festive.
It's festive. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
From De Pere to Suamico, 97.9 WGBW.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. As voters turn to ballot initiatives to bypass extreme legislatures, legislatures are manipulating initiative rules to protect their partisan power. In 2024 alone, 10 reproductive rights measures qualified for the ballot, with only 2 failing, Not willing to let extreme agendas get overridden by those pesky voters, legislatures are trying to defang direct democracy by trying to raise constitutional amendment thresholds to 60% or higher and requiring minimum numbers of qualifying signatures from each county rather than a statewide percentage. To keep Ohio voters from passing abortion protections in 2023, the legislature proposed a 60% threshold using a low turnout August special election it had previously deemed too expensive to run. It lost, and abortion rights prevailed 4 months later. In 2024, the Ohio Secretary of State helped derail a citizen-led redistricting measure by rewriting its ballot description to mislead voters. The Ballot Initiative Strategy Center reports Arizonans voted down a measure requiring minimum signatures from every county and another allowing pre-election litigation on measures. North Dakota would have raised the signatures required and winning both a primary and general election. It too failed. Expect more such attacks on direct democracy in 2025. Find more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on Air.
My bills are all due, and the baby needs shoes, and I'm busted.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Box, Sweet Calby on the board, coming to you from our home at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Happy Christmas Eve day. We're doing a lighter show today.
Yeah, indeed.
Lighten things up a little bit.
Keep it a little fun.
Yep. Luke Mathers will be here after the 10:30 news. We're going to talk about last night's Packers game. Woo, that was a game. Also, there's some news from Aaron Rodgers.
Ooh,
So we'll kick that around a little bit. We'll talk to Luke about the Mathers family Christmas traditions. Yeah. And then we would love to hear from you after 11 o'clock about what your family's traditions are, either on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's a certain food, or maybe you watch a particular movie.
Or maybe you make a ton of sausages.
Yeah, like Joseph Pecky, yeah, who was on yesterday. They did that over the weekend.
Yeah.
That was the weekend. Well, the weekend before Christmas, I know. A whole assembly line of sausage making. Mm-hmm. Right now, though, I saw this story this morning and just wanted to share it from NBC News. The headline reads, "Meet the Grinch Who Stole Christmas from Alleged Drug Dealers."
Yay!
Footage supplied by Peru's National Police Agency show the Grinch, complete with a Santa jacket, running down a street in southern Lima with a sledgehammer over his shoulder. Nothing says Christmas like Grinch with a sledge.
Christmas, Christmas, whack, whack, whack.
A Peruvian police officer dressed as the Grinch led a police operation in the Peruvian capital of Lima to dismantle a drug trafficking gang. Footage supplied by the police agency shows the Grinch in a Santa jacket running down a street with a sledgehammer. He reaches a house, smashes on the door with the hammer. Other members of law enforcement arrive, and they raid a building of alleged drug dealers, one of them shouting, "Police!" before cuffing one of the suspects. The identity of the officer dressed as the Grinch has not been released. This is apparently a thing in Peru. On Valentine's Day earlier this year, an undercover cop in a teddy bear costume showed up at the home of another alleged drug dealer, delivering a fake love surprise.
Oh, gross.
You can fill in that blank however you want.
When asked for comment, the drug dealers were like, "Man, these drugs are really good. I saw the Grinch, man. I saw a big green guy trying to help me."
Peruvian agents have also dressed up as superheroes and horror movie characters like Freddy Krueger and Jason. With the Grinch leading the way, Peru's criminals apparently now know who's in charge. That was there.
I mean, it really upsets me though. The Grinch wasn't like, I'm here, I'm here, I am the Grinch to bust you, I'm the Grinch. Like, I don't know why my Grinch started rapping, but I haven't read a Dr. Seuss novel in a while.
I think seeing a Grinch running down the street with a sledgehammer over his shoulder would be very concerning.
if you live there, you see they're like, oh, it must be Christmas time.
Right. We'll include this article in the show notes just so you can see the picture, because they took more pictures of the Grinch cuffing people.
Yes.
On the floor. It's okay.
Even if I'm getting busted for drugs, if I'm next to the Grinch, I'm still going to be like a big smile like, hey, you got me. Hey, you got me.
You do you, Peru. Also, in case you have grandchildren or children yourself, the Santa watch, the Santa tracking has begun.
Yes.
NORAD is underway. The North American Aerospace Defense Command is based, I believe, in Colorado Springs. Yep. They have a phone number. If you have a little one who would like to, find out where Santa is, it's 877-446-6723. You can actually call NORAD. They've been doing this since 1958.
Yeah, and I believe Google's on top of this too. You can Google where's Santa
and get an interactive map.
Yeah.
Also, if you just go to noradsanta.org, that's the website, so you can see the Santa tracker. NORAD tracks Santa, but only Santa knows his route, of course. So they cannot 100% predict where he will be and when he will be at your house. But tell the kids and the grandkids, we do, however, know from history that Santa appears only after children are asleep. You got to go to sleep.
This is amazing.
In most countries, Santa arrives between 9 p.m. and midnight on the 24th. If the kids are still awake when Santa flies over, then he has to go on to other houses and then come back later when the kids are asleep.
And that can place you on the naughty list, let me tell you.
You don't want that.
You don't leave those milk and cookies out and those carrots for the reindeer. Santa, he'll go bust some drug dealers down in South America.
Dressed as himself.
And he dresses himself, and he will use the rage of his authority to bring justice to our world.
It's a pretty cool Santa tracker.
It looks really cool.
It really does. When I checked it about an hour ago, he was approaching Indonesia.
He is right now Burmistrovo, Russia.
Okay.
And it's just great. And then what's cool is that when it goes over certain countries, you click the little camera icon, it'll come up with the country and like a little Wikipedia page. So you can find out about the countries.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
What a great useful tool.
Yeah. I love it.
Check it out. It's noradsanta.org. NORAD Santa.org. And there's all kinds of stuff on there about the history of why they track him and how this started and how old Santa is. It's hard to know for sure, but NORAD intelligence indicates that Santa is at least 16 centuries old.
And I get upset when I have to go up and down stairs too many times in a day.
Think about all those chimneys,
man. My goodness.
All those chimneys. Yeah. All those steps.
He's
making happy.
Aww.
Millions and millions and millions of kids. We have news coming up next. And then when we return, our friend and colleague Luke Mathers will be here. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the vast statewide, countrywide, global Civic Media Radio Network.
The county's gonna haul my belongings away, 'cause I'm busted. I went to my brother to ask for a loan, 'cause I was busted. I hate to beg like a dog without his bone, but I'm busted. Said there ain't a thing I can do. My wife and my kids are all down with the flu, and I was just thinking about calling on you, and I'm busted. Well, I am no thief, but a man can go wrong when he's busted. The food that we canned the last summer is gone, and I'm busted. The cotton won't grow. Me and my family got to pack up and go. But I'll make a living just where I don't know, 'cause I'm busted. I'm broke.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Being Santa is more than delivering toys and eating milk and cookies. He said it's also helping children believe in themselves as well as jolly old Saint Nick.
Santa wants you to listen to your mom and your dad and to do chores if you're given them. Be good in school. Have a, you know, good relationship with your friends. But most of all, love yourself and be kind to yourself, because kids today are pretty harsh on themselves sometimes.
Santa was a guest Monday on Civic Media's Mino and the Mayor show. Keeping track of where Santa is on Christmas Eve can be helpful to get the good little boys and girls to bed on time. Brittany Merlot has the story.
And it's that time of year. He's made his list and he's checked it twice. Santa is packing his bags and ready to fly in the sky, delivering gifts to all the good kids. The North American Aerospace Defense Command, NORAD, tracks the big man himself as he flies across the globe. So you and your kids can follow jolly old St. Nick's progress on Christmas Eve at www.noradsanta.org.
This holiday season, give the gift of life by donating blood. American Red Cross Northeast Wisconsin Executive Director Rebecca Rockhill.
As we see people getting into the celebrations and the gatherings of the holidays, people tend to schedule less or cancel more for their blood donations. They're thinking more about other things. And so it's really important that we continue to donate during a time when we tend to let it back off a little.
The 19th annual Green Bay Winter Blood Drive is today and Thursday. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule your donation. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to wgbw.fm.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Sequels led the way at last weekend's domestic box office. Sonic the Hedgehog 3 led the way with $62 million and was followed up by Mufasa, the Lion King prequel, which finished with a disappointing $35 million at the U.S. box office, despite playing on 400 more screens than Sonic. Despite grabbing second place in the U.S., Mufasa was number one globally with a take of $122 million. Finishing in third place was the juggernaut Wicked, which pulled in $13.5 million at the box office, putting its grand total domestically at about $400 million. Wicked leapfrogged Moana 2, which finished in fourth place with $13.1 million at the box office. The borderline religious film Homestead finished in fifth place with $6.6 million despite not so great reviews. The Brutalist, a 3.5-hour film that actually has an intermission, opened in limited release and pulled in $266,000, which doesn't sound like a lot, but it was only on four screens. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
With more clouds than sun today, high temperatures will tap 30 degrees. We'll be mostly cloudy tomorrow, too, with mild highs in the low 30s. Then, fog moves in at night, becoming widespread by Thursday morning and dragging some freezing drizzle with it. All ahead of a wet weekend. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 26 degrees at our studios.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's tugging on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
At Lakeland Care, we are passionate about creating a world we all want to live in. Lakeland Care supports frail elders and adults with disabilities through Wisconsin's Family Care Program. As a Lakeland Care member, you'll benefit from a dedicated care team that assists you in managing your health and daily activities. Our personalized support aims to improve your quality of life and help you maintain your independence. To find out if you qualify, contact your county's Aging and Disability Resource Center. To learn more about Lakeland Care, visit lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as Mr. Zomers and I sit down to bring you a special Christmas holiday show, and happy Hanukkah as well. Lots of Christmas music and reflections on the season. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
morning. Welcome, welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Buck, and Dr. Slide on the board coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Happy Christmas Eve. We're lightening things up for the show today as we head into Christmas. And I want to make sure that we have that we do this and congratulate our grand prize winners from our latest statewide text to win grown-up gift list contest.
Huh? Yeah, you did it.
I know.
Good job.
Chris picked up a snowblower. Evelyn picked up a robot vacuum. Angie picked up an espresso machine. Michelle got herself a humidifier. Rosemary got a robot vacuum. And by the way, Rosemary did say that she has two cats. And
yes,
she's going to give us, she will provide pictures of us, of the cats riding the robot vacuum. Anne picked up an espresso machine. Dan picked up a set of luggage. And they're still, we're still trying to contact one other grand prize winner. But thanks to everyone who entered. It was a lot of fun. Todd Olive Show, they beat us again. They beat us again.
I'm going to say this. They got more votes than we did. To say they beat us, there's a certain sense of like, you know, beat the stuffing out of us. We were right on their tails. Right on. Look at me in the camera, Todd Alba, right now. Right on your tail.
Well, we'll give it another shot next time. We'll be chasing that Todd Alba show.
Yeah.
But thanks to everyone who entered. We really had a good time with that. Delighted to be joined by our friend and colleague, Luke Mathers, is here wearing his Santa hat. Good morning, sir. You're looking good.
I'm trying.
I like it.
I'm trying to be as festive as I can.
I like it. Like it a lot. We're going to talk to you in just a little bit about Mathers family Christmas traditions. And then after 11 o'clock, we'd love to hear from all of you about what your traditions are.
Mm-hmm.
What do you eat on Christmas Eve? Is there a special thing? Christmas Day? Maybe there's a movie. Maybe there's, you know, I don't know. We want to know what your Christmas traditions are.
Yeah.
But first, Luke, we wanted to talk to you about the Packers smoking the Saints last night, 34-0. Wow.
Yeah, it was a heck of a game. The fact that that would not be the case of right on the tail, the Saints being the Packers. Unlike the very, very close contest that the two of you had between the Matt and Air on Air and the Todd Alba show, this was a blowout from start to finish.
Well, and I know that the Saints were missing a couple of their key players, right? So
quite
obviously
they
were going in with a deficit to start with.
Yeah, they had a backup quarterback who was rookie, drafted in the fifth round. Their all-star running back, Alvin Kamara, out as well. A number of their wide receiver options. So they were a depleted force for sure, but the Packers took care of business regardless.
That poor rookie quarterback. I mean, come on. Ow.
Yeah. Definitely throw it into the deep end on that one.
Like, yeah.
Not the case that having a good go of it. I believe only his like third or fourth start as well.
And his name is Spencer Rattler.
Yeah, that's.
I think he got a little rattled.
And that's kind of what I was thinking too.
Rattler got rattled.
Yeah, Rattler got rattled. That's gonna chase him, I think. Unfortunately, the offense scored on 5 of Jordan Love's 7 drives, and the defense blanked an opponent for the first time since 2021.
And the first NFL shutout of the season. There had yet to be an NFL team that scored 0 points so far this season. The Saints, unfortunate for them to be the first ones to do that.
I just figured it would have been the Jets that would have scored no points at some point during this season. But, you know, what am I to say? Who am I to judge? I got second place in a vote contest. I don't know anything. I don't know nothing.
He just wants to mention again what the Jets' record is because this brings him great joy.
4-11. Boom.
Yeah. Devontae Adams, though, still helping me win in fantasy because he got a touchdown this weekend. So I'm happy with that. I just want success for Devontae Adams. He and he alone.
I want nothing but pain and loserdom for them. I want them to lose so bad that they like all just hand Aaron Rodgers a packed bag. And like the Jets thing is covered with a sticker, and they're just like goodbye.
You can go now.
We can do better without you.
That might happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and I actually saw a quote from him saying that he might be willing to work with a rookie quarterback and act as his mentor, which I don't buy that for one second.
Since
he
when
was
does
very he... against? Yeah, he was very against that when Jordan Love came to Green Bay. So it'll be interesting to see if that's truly the case or if he's kind of just saying that because he knows he's going to be more on the hot seat, either whether he returns to New York next year or another team is silly enough to pick him up.
Yeah. Do you really think he could get picked up by somebody else?
We've seen a lot of veteran quarterbacks go like a long time, probably past when they should, because they want to keep playing. They saw Tom Brady do this really, really tremendous thing. Like nobody was able to play as long as Tom Brady did. And I think since it's so recent in a lot of these other older quarterbacks' minds, they're like,
I could do that too.
Yeah.
He did it. I could do it. And I don't know, maybe the ayahuasca is speaking or something and he thinks that he can go one more season. I'm not sure. I don't know if it's the darkness, if it's the ayahuasca or what it might be.
He is. Go on. I'm sorry.
There might be some kind of higher power that will tell Aaron Rodgers what his next step is. That's all.
I was going to say he's just immunized for victory. That's what he is. He's immunized for victory.
Nice.
And he has that kind of chutzpah and that kind of hubris that he probably thinks I can do this. And, you know, I mean, I'm sure there's a team out there who will pay. His price tag will go down.
He even said, he said he would take a cut and pay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's going to have to.
All things he has to say now, because he went to New York and there were talks of Super Bowl chasing, ring chasing. And New York did better last year while he was injured. Than they're doing this year with him starting. And so it's one of those things where he's got to change his tune because all signs are pointing to the Packers front office making the right decision when it came to what they did with the Jordan Love, Aaron Rodgers saga, because a lot of people were mad right away saying, what are you doing?
Yep.
Why are we like, we need to win now. We shouldn't draft a quarterback in the first round. We should be giving Rodgers weapons. And he was on back-to-back MVP seasons for a second there, but there's only so much you can do before Father Time kicks in. And Packers front office saw talent in Jordan Love. He's clearly put it on display the last season and this season. And it's going to be interesting to see how far the Packers can go now that they've clinched another playoff spot.
If you're just joining us, Luke Mathers, our friend and colleague, is here. We're talking about the Packers smoking of the New Orleans Saints last night, 34-0.
I know I'm going to ask everyone to embrace a hypothetical here, but you say Father Time, but what if there's another world where Aaron Rodgers isn't worried about vaccination hoaxes and being on Pat McAfee and being the guy who shows up to training camp to work with the new ones? Who is Aaron Rodgers if we see him in a version that he should be like in embracing his age, embracing new talent, embracing and understanding that he has a limited amount of time? Yes, Father Time is always chasing you, but I really feel like it's his overall attitude in the past 5 years that really been his downfall.
Absolutely.
It's really affected who he is as a person, because we don't talk about Aaron Rodgers as far as his playing ability that much anymore. Or if you do, you then have to talk about his super poor attitude. The fact that he cleared the decks of the major front office of the Jets and wondering if the Jets regret that decision at all, and more sense regret hitting him, like, it's not, I don't think it's a lack of talent. I still think he has talent. It's just he's not a great person to work with, and he's just, ugh.
Yeah, and that, I think if you look at it the other way too, it just shows how much talent will allow you to put up with some of those other things.
Yeah.
Because I think Aaron Rodgers is who Aaron Rodgers has always been.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's the MVP quarterback, people let things slide and they put up with things that maybe you wouldn't for somebody else. And now I think some of those chickens are coming home to roost, because he doesn't necessarily have the MVP skills anymore. He's still got a heck of a football IQ. Like, the man still knows football.
Mm-hmm.
But I think his inability to kind of put that ego aside, like, there's a handful of freak plays that throughout his career as a Green Bay Packer and his injury in the first like four or five snaps as a New York Jet, like things could have gone drastically different. He could have three or four Super Bowls if it weren't for like a Brandon Bostic fumble on that onside kick that all of a sudden Seattle went back to the Super Bowl instead of the Packers. If it wasn't for just a fluke field goal that the 49ers had against the Packers in the playoffs that took away victory from us there too. Like there are multiple Super Bowl appearances in this alternate universe that you're talking about, Greg. And I don't know if it necessarily would have changed his attitude or his outcome. But it is definitely one of those things where I think his skill on the football fields just glossed over a lot of the problems that he's had. And now it is a different world for him where he's got to start changing his tune saying, hey, I'll take a pay cut. Hey, I'll work with the rookies.
Yeah.
I'll do these things that he previously kind of put his nose up to and just said, nah, I'm going to do me and I'm going to take care of what I'm going to take care of. And it's not working anymore for him.
I think I'd be more comforting if I knew that he actually did want to work with him. And the way he's approaching it now is more of, I guess I'll do it.
It's this kind of grudging. Oh, okay. If I have to. Yeah exactly. Yeah. Well, and going back to what you said about when people everybody was freaking out when they went with Jordan Love over Aaron Rodgers, that happened with Brett Favre too. I remember that so clearly. Oh my gosh, we're getting rid of Brett Favre. The sky is falling, the world is ending. And and all I remember hearing about was Aaron Rodgers' history of injuries when he was playing college ball.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah. and it, I don't know. I mean, it turned out okay for a while.
Yeah. And the other thing, too, is that Aaron Rodgers from that injury, that first few years, especially that leads us through the Super Bowl, he is, and I'm going to say clean cut, but he's a good-looking guy. He's smiling. He's having fun with his teammates. He's the State Farm guy. He does other commercials.
Discount double check.
Exactly. Like he's got the thing that he does on the field. Mm-hmm. He presented this image of just like fun guy and just here we go. And then I remember seeing an interview on 60 Minutes with his teammates where they said they made fun of him. Like they cracked some jokes about him.
Yeah.
And he saw that interview and he got really mad at them. Yeah. So, like, when I saw that, I'm like, oh, so this guy doesn't have a sense of humor about himself. He puts up a facade, but
he's really not that jovial,
no,
fun to be around kind of guy. Yeah. I
talk about a sense of humor. You got Jordan Love now embracing the joke. Have you guys seen the memes about the Toyota-thon?
No.
Oh, one of the greatest things so all the Packers social media accounts are kind of joking for the stat breakdown that Jordan Love has. Like Matt LaFleur, as a Packers head coach, is excellent in December. But last year and this year, Jordan Love is doing really, really well when it comes to late November, throughout December football. And so now the joke is that he is pretty much the MVP during Toyota-thon. And so like there's all these memes that are going on that it's like, one of the most unstoppable forces in the NFL is Jordan Love during Toyota-thon. And he posted a picture of him in a Toyota-thon Christmas sweater this week. And so it is very comical. And like Jordan Love is just leaning in and just going with the joke. And it's really fun to see this young, exciting, fun team go out and take care of business. And I'm really hoping that they can get some revenge against the Vikings this upcoming weekend and then finish strong against the Bears in the final week of the season.
By the way, speaking of Sunday's game, they flexed it to 325. So the Packers game now against the Vikings will be at 325 on Sunday. Luke Mathers is with us. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
From Hobart to Bay Settlement, 97.9 WGBW. If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
IZERVAY is proven to slow GA progression.
IZERVAY. Going slower.
IZERVAY or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about IZERVAY today.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
Visit IZERVAY.com. That's IZERVAY.com.
Take a break or get yourself going. The right cup of tea can get your day flowing.
Nothing warms you up on a cold day like a delicious cup of luxury tea from the Elegant Elephant Tea Company. Visit ElegantElephantTea.com and use discount code WGBW for a 10% discount and free shipping for orders over $50.
Visit Elegant.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
UW Systems spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. Three times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people at Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Good morning. Welcome. Welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Calviente on the board, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We have a message from Lynn in Oconomowoc. A very Merry Christmas and other holiday wishes to you all. Same back at you, Lynn. Hope you and yours have a lovely, lovely Christmas. Luke Mathers is here, our friend and colleague, and we're doing lighter things today because it is Christmas Eve. We'll be back on Monday to go delve deeply into dark things. But today we're going to do it a little bit differently. Next hour, we would love to hear about your Christmas family traditions, what it is that you do around the holidays that just makes it the holidays. At after the 11:30 news, we're going to do our cookie exchange, which has a slight wrinkle in it. We'll explain what happened, yeah, after the 11:30 news. And then there's the ranking of the holiday treats. So we'd love you to take part in that as well. Don't forget to special nightlight tonight from Pete Schwabe from 4 to 6 p.m. across the network. And then at 6 o'clock tonight, we are switching to all Christmas music, and that will go through tomorrow. So keep us with you in the background while you're opening your presents and drinking your nog and whatever it is that you're doing. starting tonight at 6 o'clock, all Christmas music through Christmas Day. Luke Mathers is here. And I wanted to ask you, Luke, about some of the Mathers family traditions on the holidays. So what's going to happen tonight for Christmas Eve?
So tonight for Christmas Eve, well, we're in a little bit of a new rebirth phase of the Christmas traditions. Christmas Eve was always a holiday spent with my mom's extended family at my grandma's, but she passed away a few years ago now. So it's been kind of a little bit of an experiment trying to see what works. I've got pretty much all of my siblings were all grown and out of the house. And the last thing my parents want to do is host every single year.
Seriously.
So we've been kind of doing. Yeah, it's
a lot.
Not necessarily. Yeah. And so we do a little bit of a round robin. So we take turns hosting Christmas Eve now. But this year, last weekend, went down to Lake Geneva and got like a little villa together and spent some time down there.
Nice.
It was a lot of fun.
That's
was great.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
My sister is taking the kids down to Florida this year today. They're like jumping on a plane now. So we wanted to spend some time together as the full Mathers family. We got a chance to do that last weekend. And now we're going to be hosting my parents tonight for some dinner. Kelsey and I are going to be braising some short ribs, so getting the Christmas tradition kind of through great food and just still spending time together. So my little brother will be joining us. And really, one of our favorite Christmas traditions that we've established, Kelsey and I, as a relatively newlywed couple and new homeowners, is we like to go and cut down our Christmas tree.
Oh, so, you do?
Yeah. Every year on Black Friday, day after Thanksgiving, we go up to a tree farm not too far from here in Dane County, north side of Dane County. I think we're technically I forget what county is, but wherever Ryle, Wisconsin, whatever county it falls in, we go to a nice little Christmas tree farm there. We take the dogs with us.
But they love that. Tree.
Yeah. Well, this was the first year for Aurora, so it was a little.
She a little hectic. Frantic.
Not frantic because of the tree, but frantic because people kind of are just roaming wherever through all of the trees. Mm. And so she didn't necessarily always see the people come in. And when all of a sudden another family just appeared through the tree farm, she was losing her mind a little bit, barking. But overall, very positive experience. Remy always loves it. We pick out our tree, we cut it down, we bring it home, and we like to that weekend after Thanksgiving, get the chance to put up the tree, decorate the tree. And really, that's been our strongest Mathers Christmas tradition to date so far. But we always like spending time with family. We were just in the Quad Cities seeing some of Kelsey's extended family. We'll get a chance to do a lot of family tomorrow as well and later today. But that's the most important thing, is getting time to spend with loved ones. Yep. And just whether it's good food, if it's some great cookies, some card games are always involved with the Mathers. So it can be cribbage, sheep's head, euchre was played.
Oh.
A lot of good card games.
It's a very Wisconsin Christmas.
That very much so. Yeah. So you're a sheep's head family.
Oh, yes. Yes. My mom's side of the family, for sure. But my dad's side, too. We all like to play. We even if we don't have five, we will suck it up and play three or four handed as well. So it's a little bit tougher, but five is the perfect number when it comes to sheep's head.
Yeah,
that's a game I was never able to master.
I'm not going to go out there and brag that I've mastered it, Jane. It's one of those things where it takes an evening to learn, maybe two evenings to learn, and then a lifetime to master.
Calvin, do you play sheep's head?
No, I play euchre, though.
Oh, you play euchre.
I'm a cribbage guy. I like cribbage the best.
Cribbage, I can cribbage.
Yeah.
But
cribbage is great. I taught a new Kelsey's uncle had never learned, but he brought a board and he wanted to learn this weekend. So we got a chance to teach a cribbage newbie as well. So,
I bet you'd be a really good teacher.
I don't know about really good, but I try. I try to do what I can.
Better than my former father-in-law who turned me off of Pinochle within like the first 20 minutes because he wouldn't stop yelling at me.
My dad's strategy is the best way to learn is to let the person beat you so the newbie wins and then they want to keep playing because they won.
That's a good strategy.
And that's what we did this weekend.
Merry Christmas, Luke Mathers, to you and Kelsey and the entire Mathers family. Thank you so much for joining us. News is coming up next. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air on the vast Civic Media Radio Network.
We're here tonight. Oh, that's enough. We're simply
.9 WGBW and WGBW.FM. Dom Selvia.
Jess P.S. here. Dom and I wish you the happiest holidays, and we will catch up with you next time with Earl Ingram. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Shame on them.
Time Magazine base their person of the year on impact and like newsmaking. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no health care policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Persistent high surf and flooding along California's coast have led to the death of at least one man. A historic pier in the city of Santa Cruz also crashing into the ocean because of the high waves. A brief scare in Paris today, but no, it was not a repeat of the Notre Dame fire.
Eiffel Tower administrators telling ABC News that at 10:50 a.m. local this morning, a short circuit in an elevator shaft between the second floor and top of the tower triggered a fire alarm. According to routine procedure, the tower was evacuated. There were no injuries. The problem was dealt with promptly, and firefighters have now left the location. An investigation is underway to find out more. The tower will reopen today up to the second floor. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, at the Foreign Desk.
The man accused of setting a woman on fire in a New York City subway train has been charged with murder and arson. Police say he is a Guatemalan migrant who was deported in 2018 but made his way back into the U.S. Markets close early today for the holiday. The Dow right now up 200 points. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with